Chaitanya-padam-bhoja madhupevyo namo nama katanchidashayat yesham svapitat ganda bhagbhavet. Krishna's Kaviraj Goswami in Chaitanya Charitamrita says, I offer my respectful obeisances to all the devotees of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu who are like honeybees. Because even if someone like a dog takes shelter of them somehow or other, he will get his share of the honey of the lotus feet of Lord Chaitanya.
Wonderful.
Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasati Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare. How to get cured, become healthy, and obtain taste. In the seventh canto, Srila Prabhupada mentions one verse saying that if we chant this verse, it can remove our offenses, can make our chanting free from offenses. It's a famous verse from the 10th canto, 10.1.4, where the Bhagavatam is compared to a medicine. That's the title of my this year's presentation of mine. Bhagavatam as the medicinal elixir. Wow. Bhagavatam as the elixir, which cures us. So this is exactly what is said in 10.1.4. Nivrita tarshay rupagi yamanad bhavaushadat chrotra mano virama kautama shloka gunanu vadat puman virajita vinapashugnan. So this verse compares the Bhagavatam to bhavaushadhi, to the right medicine for the material disease. And it says, who will reject hearing the description of Krishna's qualities unless one is a pashugna, a butcher, or one who is killing his own personal existence? So there are three obstacles mentioned by the acharyas which prevent us from having taste to Krishna Katha. It says in the commentaries to this verse that the Bhagavatam will please both the materialists, liberationists, and devotees. So it's pleasing to the ears, it's pleasing to the heart, and it cures the disease of material existence. Srila Prabhupada writes here, in the previous purport, if religionists, philosophers, and people in general, so you can choose which category you belong to, are you a religionist, a philosopher, or a person in general, if they simply hear the activities of Krishna, they will be liberated. Anyone who becomes even slightly interested in Krishna Katha is liberated. Are you at least slightly interested? Kirtanadeva Krishnasya Mukta Sangha Param Rajat, Bhagavatam 12.3.51. Simply by chanting or repeating Krishna Katha, one is liberated from the contamination of Kali Yuga. So, congratulations, we are free from all quarrel. Right? Or no? So, oh yeah, you must know to a good extent. Yes. So, we'll discuss this also to some extent. Are we free from Kali or are we not free from Kali? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu therefore advised, Jaradeko, Tarikoho Krishna Upadesh, this is the mission of Krishna consciousness, to hear about Krishna and thus be liberated from material bondage. So, the acharyas are saying that this medicine, there are different medicines, some medicines are bitter. In your life, I'm sure you have gotten your share of bitter medicines. But this medicine is sweet, according to the acharyas. Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.